Hey, Bearwell Project, welcome back. This is a special episode. This is an exclusive episode for Patreon subscribers. I spend 45 minutes talking through training plans, how to implement periodization, how to address the things you're struggling with and where the mindset is going into like 5 weeks out from a major tournament. So enjoy this episode, the full video version, and access to all of the documents and stuff, that's all on Patreon. But for the rest of you, you get to listen to the full version as well, minus like seeing the documents and getting through the actual training portion. Had a couple of our shooters from the Bearbow Patreon page, Bearbow Project Patreon page, join in, got to answer some questions and talk to them, and stuff like that. So you get to kind of hear that interaction as well. Keep in mind, but I offer coaching to all of the Patreon members, and they're seeing such drastic improvements. It's so wonderful having these conversations with people, and watching, even though we're remote, watching them, you know, respond and send me messages and, you know, talking them through their struggles and stuff. I mean, it's definitely a blessing. It's something that I've kind of refined how the remote coaching goes and what you can do to help people and, you know, create like individual plans and stuff like that. It's really coming a long way. But with that being said, enjoy this episode. Again, check out the show comments for the links to the new website, www.thebearbowproject.com, the apparel store, the educational resources, the new online two-day recorded seminars available for purchase, where you can kind of, you can sign up and then the coaching comes along with that. So you get to watch the seminar, which isn't super long. Online, it's, you know, it's actually relatively short, which is nice. But you get to watch it, learn from it, and then meet with me, to sort of like really hammer all of the information home later on. It's an easy way to kind of spread that plethora of information. Check out all of our sponsors as we go into 2024 and help them out. And remember, there's exclusive discounts in Patreon as well that we don't necessarily put out to the public, but they're still available. It's kind of privied for those who really go out of their way to support us and Bearbow and be able to keep providing information and interviews and stuff like that. So check it out. Again, thank you all so much as we go into a holiday season. Good luck with this indoor season. And that's it. Me out now. You're in. Enjoy the show. So, all right. Peace. All right. So I wanted to record a Patreon exclusive podcast specifically about training. Reason being is because here we are. Let me pull up my handy dandy calendar. It is December 17th. We're just over 1 week, over a month away from the weekend of the Classic. And some people are just getting to shooting. Seems like earlier and earlier every year, people really focus on shooting earlier and competing earlier. Like I'm seeing local tournaments, bigger tournaments happening. They did a Rockville Rumble tournament here in Harrisburg, which is our state capital, the archery club there. There was a couple, probably, I'd say maybe a dozen and a half Bearbow shooters. That's all. These are all new tournaments that are popping up, and people who are, focusing on preparing earlier for these bigger shoots. The Classic has notoriously, the Lancaster Archery Classic, has notoriously been the first big indoor of the year every year. So we're seeing people are kind of preparing earlier, but we're 5 weeks out from the classic. And what I like to do is I look at like shooting local tournaments, club practices, or in-house tournaments, even online tournaments like Archery Abroad, which you can sign up for by going to the Facebook group, and you work out the details there how to sign up. Use those as training and part of the volume that you shoot throughout the week rather than train for those tournaments. Why do I say it that way? Because local tournaments, whether you win or not, really don't matter. Some people love just to like focus on winning. And that's where I think it's part of the motivation of just being focused on, I just want to win. Is where you fall short on that is that what happens once you do win? Then what do you train for? And I like to try to think of it, okay, well, pick out this major event that you really, really want to focus on, and then let's get into it from there. Let's focus on that being that end date. Now, there's a couple trains of thought here. If you're a let's say you're a intermediate or below shooter, like you're somebody that hasn't shot for a long time, doesn't have the volume and callus built up muscularly to be able to shoot, 60 to 90 arrows unflawed, not get tired, so on and so forth. So with that being said, like programs like this one definitely apply to you. I do, however, think that you need to also understand that, like, if you're sort of a new shooter, new as in, like, say you're in your first couple of years and you don't really fully have your process down, it's going to be very hard for you to just pick up and shoot a whole bunch of arrows and get back to competition shape. And I reference guys like John and Grayson and some of these others, John Dillinger, I would say Robbie definitely falls into this category now. Dwayne Martin, these guys that they have their shot process. This is what it is. They've been shooting long enough, and volume enough. They have enough volume in that there's nothing's going to change. Those guys can very easily just pick up and go back to shooting. Shoot, 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 arrow after arrow after arrow after arrow, score every night, and not be really affected by lengthy time off. For many people who maybe have shot for years, but it's always an up and down, which is definitely where I'm at. I need to do a lot of that extra stuff. Because, whether you're plagued with injuries or just time off or job or family or whatever it is, or say you're just, and I'm going to use the term, so if anybody falls into this category, don't be offended. Like if you're a recreational shooter, you're shooting 1 or 2 days a week, 3 days max, and you're just shooting for the enjoyment of shooting, and you want to get better, but like your focus isn't to be on Team USA barebow. Okay, this program is definitely for you. So there's kind of levels to this thing, but I think all in all, if you just use this, no matter what level you're at, and you didn't want to just go to the range and not know what to do, this is where this program really comes into play. So this is a sample program that I upload to Patreon. And what it does is it kind of goes through a breakdown of what your week one to week four would look like for preparing prior to a tournament, so a large tournament. So there's a few questions you really have to ask yourself. What's your upcoming tournament date? When will that be? And when are you going to get started? What kind of tournament is it? Is it an NFAA round? Is it a USA Archery round? Is it something unrelated to indoor archery? Is it field? Is it 3D or whatever? Because some of this stuff would very easily be catered. This current program is set up for like an outdoor target, but it's easily transferable to indoor. So that's really doesn't matter so much. Do you have access to a blind belt for you in regards to indoor or outdoor archery? How much time do you have? What drills do you like specifically? And which are the ones that you don't like, but you know that they help you? And what do you feel as though has helped you the most in the past? And I think the reason that question is important is because you have to know what it is you need to work on. Is your bow arm weak? Is your release not consistent? Is your alignment not consistent? What are these things that we need to hammer home as we roll into this 4 week period, or we roll into, let's say, the classic right now, which is why I'm in a timely fashion posting this and creating this for Patreon only. So let's look at this first week here and talk about microcycles, mesocycle. So the mesocycle is that total program. The microcycle, this is your first week. Some people like to count it backwards. 4, 3, 2, 1. I just count it week one of your training program, week two of your training. Week four is that week prior. I'm a big, and this is where the periodization comes in. I'm a big proponent of high volume early. High volume early. What does that look like? Listen, if even if you don't follow a program, high volume early means you're not shooting 3 arrow ends. You're shooting 6, 9, 12 arrow ends to prepare yourself for the upcoming season. You're building that strength, you're building that tolerance. The other thing it allows you to do also is it allows you to test your equipment. You're going to know which arrows consistently fly true, and then maybe some others that they're spined off a little bit, or maybe a broken nock, or maybe that one arrow just does not seem like it seems like it's super finicky and does not find middle most often. Sometimes we can get in our own heads and like you get this like one arrow, it's number four in my quiver, and for some reason number four never goes in the middle, and it's complete coincidence. But in practice, you if not saying it's the arrow, but in practice, you know, you're not looking at the numbers so much. So if you aren't looking at the numbers on your arrows and you're shooting an arrow that's constantly hitting low or high or right or left or whatever, you'll be able to notice, oh, hey, that one arrow, I got to look at that number. Oh, yeah. Go shoot your arrows. Don't look at the numbers. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. Hit the same spot. Oh, yep. It's that same number. A light bulb should go on in your head during this training cycle. Be like, okay, I need to look at that arrow. Maybe weigh that arrow or see if there's something funky going on with it. What is there to check? Broken nock? Fletching's not on correctly or fletching contact? Is it spine correctly? Weigh it. Maybe for some stupid reason, you know, the insert or the point weighs a little bit more than the other one, the other dozen that you have or 11 arrows you have. There's so many things that you can kind of identify when you're doing these high volume, high arrow count training days. And that's what you have to be prepared to do. So this was, again, this was, and I'm gonna almost kind of like talk about this and change this up live as I'm recording this, because this is actually what how I would transfer it over from it outdoor to indoor season. So we don't shoot to 36 arrows, so I would change that to 30 for sure, right? And we're gonna change this to 60. Right off the bat, because that's the game we're playing, not 760. We're gonna go with 60. And 30. So we're starting off right off the bat. 30 arrows of warm-up, just straight up shooting. 60 arrows scored. You're keeping that score then that week. 30 arrows plus 1 5-second draw hold each end. So that may vary when you want to do the draw hold. You can do it in the beginning or do it at the end. I personally love doing it at the beginning because I think at the beginning you're reinforcing a proper aim. So you're actually shooting 1 5-second draw hold, in my opinion, is the equivalent of doing one full shot. So you're really adding another, if you're shooting 30 arrows, 5 ends, you're adding that many shots then. Every draw hold counts as an arrow. So your volume is higher and higher and higher just by doing the draw holds. Whatever, draw holds are an aiming, very purposeful endeavor. You're really checking your alignment, you're really checking your aimer, your aim, your aimer, your anchor, and you're really checking where that you're letting that point settle on your aiming spot. And what you need to do is realize you add that volume up and look at see what you're able to get in that day. Some days you might not have the amount of time that it takes to get into doing that, and you have to improvise. So maybe you can only shoot 30 arrows that day at the range, or only have time for 30 or 45 arrows scored or something. Then hopefully, if you're committed to this training program, you're willing to go home and finish it, or go back another day and add that extra day in to get the arrow count in. I think the arrow count is super important, because there shows that there's a level of commitment to the arrow count, number one. Number two, every time you do a draw hold, it's basically a 10 out of 10. And what I mean by that, out of the 10 out of 10, if you're going to the range and you decide, okay, I'm going to shoot 30 arrows today. Hold one second. Ben, I'm turning your video off. Just no offense, because I'm recording, for purposes of uploading it to Patreon. If you guys are if you're shooting 20 arrows or 30 arrows for that day, and you go and you stand at 18 meters and you shoot your 30 arrows, and say your average, we're going to use a scale of 1 to 10 as a measure of how successful you were, okay? That being ironically what our scoring system is. So you go to and you get set up, you shoot 30 arrows at 18 meters, and your average score is a 7.0. Okay. That's your average score. That's what you shoot that day. That 7.0 out of 10 means that 70%, roughly, were decent. They were okay arrows. But if you go to the range and you shoot, let's say you shoot 15 blind bail and you do 15 5 or 10 second draw holds. Those two drills that you did for the same volume of arrows, I would say every time you do those ballpark a 9.5 and above perfect. The blind bail is probably super close to being perfect, and the draw hold should be perfect. So let's talk about carryover. What's going to carry over more? The 7 out of 10, out of those 30 arrows, you shot okay, but you really didn't get a full carryover of what you wanted to accomplish that day. But if you stepped in and shot 30 arrows of those drills, you almost got 100% carryover of purposeful and meaningful arrows that you shot. So that's what I, now again, I don't advocate that you should just do all shooting drills. You have to learn to score. You have to learn to deal with the emotions that come with scoring. So that's all part of the program. But that's why drills are so important, because there's more carryover by volume alone to your overall goal of becoming a more successful archer. So this cycle, again, just to go back and kind of get you caught up with week one, you get 2 days at the range. That's the way this is set up, and it can be modified multiple ways. You got 2 days at the range, one day at home. What are you going to do? How are you going to be able to juggle this? So at home, and it's linked, or it's described here, 30x drill. 30x drill is 3 yards, three spot. Your goal is to hit the X in a three spot, that little tiny ten ring on the US on the compound side of USA Archery, World Archery events. You have to hit that 30 times in a row. That's the 30x drill. If you don't hit it, oh, I thought my light was falling. If you don't hit the X, you start over from one. Shoot for as long as you can, as long as you can get into it. Hopefully you do get it. If you don't get it though, you know you have something to work on. The thing that I have found with that drill is it the amount of composure, calmness of your aim and technique it takes to hit that X, for the most part, at 3 yards, 30 times in a row, is really close to the same composure it takes to, I would say, keep your arrows in the eight ring at 18 meters. You might get away with a little bit more because it's so close, but like if you're blowing an arrow out like wide nine at 3 yards, that's going to break it. You're going to see a carryover to like a wide seven or a six, maybe even a blue at 18 meters. So that's what that drill does, is you're still putting a full shot in, but you're really getting used to the timing and direction of your follow through and the timing of the shot and finding that sweet spot of where does the aim end, when does the finish of the shot begin. And then we do draw hold ladders. We add this in for strength building. I guess they call it specific training exercise or training SPTs or something like that. Is what USA Archery and the NTS calls them. This is really a strength builder, but you're kind of like I said about the carryover thing. You're working on solidifying that full draw position, building strength, getting comfortable with that tension on those fingers. And the draw hold looks like this. So you start with, and you could do this backwards, you can do it up and down the ladder, you can do it however. This is just a sample that I've done with my shooters. You start at 45 seconds. So you're holding your bow at full draw at anchor for 45 seconds or as long as you can until your form starts to break down. Then you let down, rest for 10 to 15 seconds. Then you're back up 30 seconds, boom, full finish the aim. Everything's the same. String blur is done. Doing everything the same as your shot. 10, 15 second break, your choice, but whatever your choice is, make sure you stick to it. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, all the way down through. I know I've also done where I gave them the equivalent break as what they're doing. So it was like 45 seconds on, 45 off, 30 on, 30 off, 25 on, 20 off. Done it that way as well. You can cater that to what your ability is, because maybe not everybody can hold for 45 seconds. If you can only hold for 45, then go to 25, go to 30, and then go back down the ladder, however you want to do it. There's multiple ways that you could put this into work. Third day, you could start your day by doing, and I put 24 to 36. You could do, 30 to 45. I mean, it really varies on what you have time for. You can do the all blind bell. Let's just start your day, high volume, 30 plus of blind bell. The walk back drill, which is just a 3 arrow end. You start up close and you walk back shooting. It's just a full 3 yards. Let's go like 3, 5, 7, 10, 13, 15, 17, 18 meters, or 20 yards really is what the way it's meant to be, by yards. You start walking back, shoot your 3 arrow in, walk back, 3 arrow in, walk back, 3 arrow in, walk back. And you're just shooting regular shots, but you're starting close and you're making your way back, trying to keep them in the middle. Then you could do, that's your final day. You're going to score arrows that day. Let's look at week two. The volume gets cut. The volume starts to get cut a little bit as we get closer to your tournament. But the cut isn't necessarily, is this a week? Is this a 4 week or 5 week? Yeah, this is a 4 week. But the cut doesn't really drop off until that third week. So, but here we're looking at 36 arrow warm up or 30 arrow warm up. I'll go in and change that also, just to prevent confusion.
Because this was 60, and we'll go 30 again. How can you cut this volume here this week? Say you get rid of one of the draw holds, or you keep the draw holds, just down the volume of the one of the 30 arrow warm-ups, either 15 arrow warm-up here and then 30 arrow and 15 at the end or something like that. Same for your home drill, same for these first 2 weeks. It's the same for, and I guess I could edit this. I'll edit this one too, and just I'm gonna make it a flat 30 to 45. I'll make it 30 to 45. Make this one 30 to 45. Then make this one just 30, no more. And I think the thing to remember is that these are interchangeable. And if you're having some say you shoot a tournament 1 week, well, listen, if you're shooting a tournament this week and you're shooting 60 arrows scored, you can drop one of these off of it, or just drop the day altogether if you must. If you're going to drop a day, maybe you drop this middle day and you replace that with a tournament that you're going to on the weekend. You just it's almost like going to the gym. Ironically, that's where periodization, where I learned it first, came from. It was from Olympic weightlifting. You start real high volume, heavy weight in the beginning, slowly cut back, allows your body to recover, allows you to mentally recover. And then before you know it, you're going into last week. You feel like $100, your body's recovered. Hopefully nothing crazy happens. And and things are going are start going well. You really feel like an urge that you want to shoot more arrows, and you know that you're not going to because the program doesn't call for it. And that's there's a mental there's a positive mental approach to having that urge to want to shoot arrows. And that's what that does by intentionally cutting that back. Now, excuse me. Now, when you get guys like I was saying before, like Demmer and some of these other guys, and I don't really include myself in this because I spent more time coaching in the last too many years, and not shooting. When I was shooting a lot, all I had to do was shoot. But to get to that point as a new shooter, I did a crap ton of shooting drills. When you get to a point where all that stuff is solidified, you could just kind of just shoot, 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 shoot. And because you're not changing anything, or you have the control to be able to make minute changes and have that immediate response because you've probably done it before, so on and so forth. If you don't know your form well enough to make those changes, you just need to go through this process. I highly contribute to Maggie's success. This is the way that she trained for most of her youth shooting. This is the type of stuff that she did. With that being said, also, if there was something going on, we figured it out right away and fixed it. We didn't just let it go. So that's the other aspect is as you start to learn about, as you're shooting this high volume, you start to learn about your own struggles. You start to recognize feelings. This arrow went way left. What did I do? What felt different? Oh, you know what? I feel like I was too far out on my hook, and it actually is, I'm pulling away from my face on the release, which physically pulls the string to the right-handed shooter, and it's sending it to the left. Or, oh, I didn't check my string blur. Why am I hitting left? Well, I usually put my string blur on the outside of the riser. It's in the middle of the plunger. Again, right-hand shooter, I'm hitting left. And you start to pay attention to those details. And by shooting all of this volume and doing these different things, it identifies those variables that cause you to be inconsistent. So going into week three, again, arrow cut or arrow volume cut. We're looking at an 18, and I'm gonna edit that. I'm gonna go, let's go 15 to 20. Let's go 60 here. Let's go 30 here. So we started out, we just dropped the warm up back some. We're at 60 arrows scored. We are, and we're still doing the draw holds, right? You're home, you're still doing your high volume, you except you're up to the 45x instead of 30, and you can cut your start cutting your draw holds at this point as you're getting closer to this tournament. Let's say you cut this in half. We'll go, let's just go to 20, and you go up and down that ladder. Okay. Again, keeping the same breakdown, 10, 15-second break in between each one, or you can do the equivalent break if that's what it takes for you to keep your form in check at full draw while doing those draw holds. Let's drop our blind bail back. We're gonna drop our blind bail back to 15 this week. What did we do? Yeah, we did 30 the previous. And we're gonna take our arrow volume here, and we're gonna take this one. We're gonna go 60. We're gonna go 45. Again, can you shoot 15 more arrows here or 30 more arrows here and be okay? Yeah, I think you can. But unless you're somebody that's accustomed to shooting that many arrows, this is for somebody that's shooting, let's say you're shooting one day a week, maybe 2 days a week, and that the you know, and all you're doing is shooting for score. This I would follow to a T. If you're gonna do anything extra, just make it blind bail. Focus on that release, that keeping that strong bow arm at the end of the shot. But again, we're slowly dialing this volume back, doing some stuff the same, some others not so much. You can edit these actually. I'm not sure why I have 15 there. Let me actually take that back. I'm gonna put that at 15x. So I'm gonna drop that one back too a little bit. And we want to reduce that volume to where your comfort level is, but you want to start feeling, this is usually when your scores start going up around that third week of your program. What you'll start to see is start getting more confident, and you gotta get these first 2 weeks from the high volume up here. You get beat down a little bit. Fingers get sore, shoulders get sore. You're just not sh used to shooting that much volume. And as you start to dial that back, you start to feel better and your scores start going up. I always like to leave a buffer week when I'm starting a program like this. So like this week four is not necessarily going to be the week of the tournament. This is going to be the week. Like have there's going to be a buffer week in there so that final week you can make any changes necessary and really give yourself that opportunity to recover. And you could probably shoot as many arrows as you want to and not really be negatively affected by it. But I will tell you, that's where we get heavy in the drills toward those final weeks. So we're looking at, excuse me, can't tell, I'm super raspy because I've was sick as a dog yesterday. Or the day before. Feeling better today though. So where are we starting? We're looking at 30 arrow warm up, 60 arrow scored. That's it. And honestly, I'm gonna cut this back to 15 because we don't need that many arrows. We'll do that. It'll probably be our only score, major high volume score for that week. We're still doing our 30x drill. I'm gonna keep that at 15 for this week. Blind bail and then just draw holds. We're not doing any other extra stuff or anything like that. Draw holds and all this stuff you can do at home easily. And then we have another warm up. I'm gonna drop this back to 9. I'm gonna drop this back to 30. And you're going to then 5 ends of 3 second draw holds. So that what does that look like? Well, we shoot 3 arrows, so we'll do three. Or well, I take that back. We don't need to worry about how many arrows we shoot. You do a 5 end. So, end number one, it's 5 5-second draw holds. 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Let down. Again, you're going through your form, your whole process, mentally and physically, everything except letting go of the string. Because your control, and then that's what draw holds do, is they teach you that it's okay to be in the middle and not have that urge to have to let go. Anyone who says that doesn't work, they're full of baloney. You're gonna do that 5 times in a row, 5 seconds. So that's 25 seconds total of draw holds. You're gonna let down. You're not doing 25 straight. 5 seconds, let down, do it again. 5 seconds, let down, do it again. Five ends. Done. Then that final week is kind of your final week to make sure bow tune is correct. Again, make sure everything, like wherever your bow tune was when you started this, things are going well. You don't have to make any changes. Brace height's right, tiller is right, arrows are good, everything's fletched, nocks all match, nothing's cracked. You know, I got my backup plunger, I got my backup rest, I got this, I got that. You know, all that stuff, you want all that stuff laid out. You want to have that going into that final week. That's what that final week of preparation is, that travel preparation. You're, if that's what you have to do. You know, make sure your arrows are initialed. You're not doing that the day before the tournament or the morning of or the end before or during the first end. We're not doing that. That's your week to really kind of sew up all the loose ends. So let's look down below here at where we're looking at, like score wise and draw hole ladders. You know, you have here's like a sample. Hold on a second, I got another person coming in. Here's another sample. Indoor walk back drill. You can start at 5 meters, shoot your 3 arrows. You shoot 6 consecutive arrows in the 10, move on to the next distance. Your goal is to get back to 20 meters without any misses. So what does that look like? Hey, Chris, I'm going to shut your video off while I'm recording, buddy. When we get to the end, if you guys have any questions, we can talk about it. So, and then I want you to look at, you know, what target are you using? You should be using a 40 centimeter if you're anything you're training with. And then let's look at your scores. You know, are you at sub 400 right now? What's your arrow count, your arrow average when you're scoring? Maybe you're focused less on what's my total score than what's your total arrow average each end. And you can rip put that into the mix of your scoring instead of just scoring standard all the time. Work on upping that arrow average value. Try to get to that 9.0 and higher. That's where when you start living in that 8.8 to 9.5, somewhere in there, like that's a really good place to be. And it's doable. It's absolutely doable. You can just focus, because what that concept does is it teaches you to think about that arrow. Like, I want this arrow. I want to up that arrow average. I want this arrow to be as good as possible. You recognize the feeling. It sounds sort of whatever, cliche, but like you recognize that like harmonious feeling of shooting a good shot. And that's all that you worry about pursuing. You don't worry about hitting in the middle because you know that what the feeling of the shot is that produces that arrow that goes in the middle. You can do the walk back. The 5 meter walk back is really for this the 50 meter competition, but you could still do that 5 meter, go 5, 10, 15, 20, and you're not allowed to move on until you shoot 6 consecutive arrows in the 10 ring, or maybe at 18 meters you get away with the gold. I think the gold is feasible. Shooting all 10s is pretty tough at 18 meters, even 15 meters, to be honest. And then there's these just some other things that you can like circle or highlight or whatever. What meters are you shooting, and how to shoot like the 12 arrow ends and in the 10 ring and stuff like that, and what distance and so on. So with that being said, I mean, this is really the grand scheme of this is a base training platform for you to be able to use. And I would be more than happy for those of you that are like, I would say, depending on what level Patreon subscriber you are, and I'd have to look at that. Like, I can cater this or give you ideas. Like you say, some of our more active Patreon members are like, oh, hey, I'm really having a hard time holding in the middle right now. What can I do? Well, here's a and I want you, I really encourage you to build a program that works for you. And if you enjoy doing the 30X drill, if you enjoy doing the progression drill that I teach in the seminars and stuff like that, I recommend that you consider modifying it to things that you enjoy, because it makes it easier. And I don't see a problem with that. However, you also have to be able to accept that, hey, I don't love doing draw holds, but I know that I'm weak and I can't get to 50 meters for outdoor. So I really need to work on getting stronger and pushing that envelope to be able to get point on. And you have to do the draw holds and stuff like that if you're not, going to the gym or doing making some other kind of strides to become better. Also, just to kind of go on top of that, the online there's a recorded version of the online advanced seminar available. If you haven't been able to catch a live one, which I don't do a lot of them anymore, but I did record this last one and it is edited. You can purchase that for a lesser fee, obviously, because it's not live, or you can pay the full fee and then get one-on-one coaching with it. But you can also watch that so that you can learn at the same time, and you can cross-reference what you should be doing or what's best practices for you to be doing to what you are doing, and work on those form changes. I will say this, as those of you who are logged into this right now and that maybe are going to watch this and implement this as part of your training. Form changes happen in week one and week two, or even prior. We're not making major form changes from week three to week four. This fourth week, remember, this fourth week is actually 2 weeks prior to your tournament. There's a like a we'll call it a bye week. There's a week in between to coming up to the tournament. So we're starting this 5 weeks out. And I could put this in here, fifth, I can just put fifth week open program and just leave it at that. So that it, maybe it's a little bit more understandable per se. Let's do this. Yeah. Fifth week open program. So, you're working on those weaknesses, but you're just hammering out your equipment's done and everything is like it's like backing up your hard drive to another hard drive.
Thanks for watching this episode of the Barebone Project. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, Hoyt Archery, Lancaster Archery, Jaeger Archery Products, Yost Archery Products, XS Wings, and a special thank you to all of our supporters, Patreon subscribers, and really just everyone who follows us on socials and really supports what we try to do. It really, you'll never know how appreciative we are, because we wouldn't be able to help grow Barebone if it wasn't for all of you and the help and support that you provide. So, see you at the next big tournament. Take care. God bless.